Because I arrived home in Marianao and I found a piece of paper written in a paper bag. In those days, they still have paper bags. Now they don't have nothing. Piece of paper bag, they say, Paquito, we've been looking for you. ¿Dónde estabas? Dizzy Gillespie. I say, what type of joke is this? Paquito, ¿dónde estabas? We've been looking for you. Dizzy Gillespie. It's like, I don't know, like receiving a letter from Winston Churchill or something, you know. Then they went to the corner. Then the guy was there attending at the grocery store. Said, did you receive the note? I said, the note? What note? I was smelling something funny there. Mm-hmm. One note. Said, there was a guy, a chubby black guy with very heavy glasses, smoking a pipe and dressed like Sherlock Holmes with big cheeks. Big cheeks, dressed like Sherlock Holmes in the middle of this, that had to be Dizzy Gillespie. And then the guy said, yeah, he mentioned that name. He said, but that is impossible. Said, well, he was here and he was doing like that to everybody here and making jokes. And he said, but what is Dizzy Gillespie doing here in my neighborhood? It doesn't make any sense. Well, the thing was that Arturo Sandoval went to, he was driving around his very old car that he had around the pier in Havana. I saw this big boat and he came down. He saw Dizzy Gillespie. He said, what is doing Dizzy Gillespie here? Are you Dizzy Gillespie? Yeah. Well, I play the trumpet. He said, oh yeah, yeah, you want to come with me? I have a friend who had some records of you. And then he took me to my house and I was not there. That's the story. So, and then he met him.
So that's how Dizzy Gillespie came to know who you were.
Yeah.
Was through Arturo Sandoval.
Uh-huh.
And so how did you eventually meet?
In that jam session. Because okay. When I arrived, then like, you know, finally I open my house and the telephone ring. Ring, Paquito, yeah. Present yourself in the Havana Libre Hotel. Then I have a clue what happened. They didn't, but what happened? I said, no, nothing happened. You just bring your saxophone and present yourself there. There is a group of people that want to meet you or whatever.
And that's when that's where the jam session was.
That the jam session was with Stan Getz and Dizzy Gillespie. I could not believe it. Like, wow, look who's all those people here. It was a big surprise because the newspaper didn't say anything.
And who did you play with that night?
I played with Irakere. Mm-hmm. We played with Irakere, but at the end we have a jam session with David Danran, Los Papines, there also. Stan Getz played a couple of songs with us. Ray Mantilla was playing with us. And Mickey Rocker played in jam session also. And I was very impressed with him because I was a fan of his since I heard that LP he did with Sonny Rollins years ago with Mickey Rocker. And he became one of my favorite drummers. Who else played with us there? Rudy Rutherford, I believe, a clarinet, very old clarinet player. So for us was like a dream, like a dream that we never dreamed.